Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Much is made of physical exercise these days, which the scripture says, quote, profits a little, but, Paul adds, godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy 4:8. Solomon models for us the two spiritual exercises that transform our lives and the lives of those around us. What are they? In 1 Kings 8, verses 14 to 21, Solomon speaks to the people about the Lord. Then in verses 23 to 53, he speaks to the Lord about the people. In verses 54 to 61, he returns to the people, exhorting them to be loyal to the Lord. In verses 62 to 66, they all praise the Lord. Dare we call these righteous reps? Nothing is more invigorating for the soul. Notice Solomon's main point, quote, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth, and with his hand has fulfilled it. Verse 15. There is a one-to-one relationship, he says, between God's words and his works. Everything he says, he does. This is symbolized in this great edifice standing before you. Quote, I have built a temple for the name of the Lord God of Israel, and there I have made a place for the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Verses 20 and 21. At the heart of the nation is the temple. At the heart of the temple is the ark. And hidden in the ark is the covenant. The fact that it now rests in its home is proof that the God who promised to bring his people out of Egypt also brought his people in. Solomon later applies the same principle to us, quote, do not let your mouth bring guilt on you. Why should God be angry with your words and destroy the work of your hands? Ecclesiastes 5:6. Whether speaking to God or men, seek consistency between promise and performance.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.